First year was a struggle because I didn't sell anything until my 6 month end. So we go from April to November. I remember I was at a hockey game and I got an offer on one of my first listings. And so I didn't know what to do. I called my broker. I was like, hey, my house is under contract. What do I do? I was like, can I accept it? She was like, no, you got to call the owners. I was like, well, I got to call the owners. Like, it's a good deal. I think they should take it. She's like, no, call the owners, go with the contract. And that was my first listing that I got under contract. In the month of November, which was 6 months in, I closed, it was like boom, 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 back to back. I closed 4 deals that month.
Welcome to Waypoint Real Talk, where we discuss real estate and your home. Let's get started with your hosts, Aaron Shishilla and Austin Hines.
Hello and welcome to Waypoint Real Talk. Today we have an awesome guest with us. We have Sherman Milton III. Welcome, Sherman.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty great. I have exciting topics that we're going to bring up today. And we're going to discuss for new agents, things to take advantage of when you first get your license, right?
Definitely. That's exciting. That's definitely a great topic because I remember, 4.5 years ago, I was a new agent and I didn't quite know where to go, what to do. I was a little lost. So
and
I'm
now
excited.
You're taking double vacations, right?
That's right. Vacations in the middle of COVID. Back to back. It took me, 4.5 years to get here. I've never been on vacation for this long, like a long of a period of time since I've got my real estate license.
Yeah. And how has it been? Because I know you went on vacation, you came back for a day, then you showed more houses and then you left. Was that pretty easy for you to do?
No, it was stressful. So I started off in Mexico, and then I had some customers. They wanted to see some properties, which I had someone helping me here. Then they just wanted to see too many properties. I felt terrible about asking one of my friends, hey, can you show them 8 properties? So it's like, I flew back that night, had a day, and so we knocked out everything, and I flew out the next day to Colorado. Wow. That time.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about your background. Give me an introduction to who is Sherman Milton III?
So, Sherman Milton III, aka Realtor Sherm, as some folks call me. Background, let's see. Born and raised in Dade City, which is East Pasco, probably about 40, 45 minutes north of Tampa. Graduated high school there, decided to stay local. Went to St. Leo, graduated in 2013. Marketing, advertising background. I did some marketing advertising for a few years after I graduated. Then I moved to South Florida, started consulting. And then I moved back up this way after I quit my job in South Florida because I couldn't get a new job. And I kind of got into real estate then.
Didn't like your job?
I hated my old jobs.
Why?
The last one was just tough. I got brought on during a transition period where they merged with a company in Canada, and a lot changed. So I was out. Me and a lot of my coworkers were out.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So how do you like the change so far with being in real estate now?
Love real estate. I wish someone would have told me to get in real estate like much earlier.
Really?
In my career, yes.
Why?
Flexibility for one. So my biggest thing, quit my job in South Florida. I was interviewing, looking for other jobs. And my biggest thing was 2 weeks vacation. I had to be there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I had a boss. How is this unnecessary stuff? And I was like, this isn't me. And then once I got into real estate, I was like, what? I really don't have a boss. Of course I have my broker, but I work when I want to work. If I don't want to work with someone, I don't have to work with them, and I can go on vacation whenever I want to go on vacation. So it's essentially unlimited vacation time, but you don't get paid until you close. And my biggest thing was, hey, the harder I work, the more I'm going to be rewarded. Mm-hmm. Which I couldn't do that in a lot of my other roles before. It was, the politics and the rules and you got to, put your time in and all that extra stuff.
Right. So tell me a little about your first year in real estate. How well did you do and what did you do to get yourself busy?
Ah, dude. So first year in real estate was a struggle. Let's see. Let's just start back. So I got into real estate. I took my last trip. It was New Year's of 2016. Yeah, New Year's 2016, my last vacation, I went to Antigua and Barbuda.
More vacations.
Spent all my money. I was like, hey, I need to, you know, figure something out. So got back, and that's when I started my real estate class that January. Took the 10-day course, failed the exam the first time, waited a month. It's crazy that I know this because I was just looking at my list of dates and stuff because I'm redoing, I'm getting a new license. Let's see. Took the first exam, failed it. Waited a month, took it again, failed it again. Third time, I was like, hey, I'm not going to Tampa anymore. Let's go to Lakeland. So I drove to Lakeland and took my test a third time, and I passed it. So I got my license in April. First year was a struggle because I didn't sell anything until my 6 month end. So April, we go from April to November. I remember I was at a hockey game and I got an offer on one of my first listings. And so I didn't know what to do. I called my broker. I was like, hey, my house is under contract. What do I do? I was like, can I accept it? She was like, no, you got to call the owners. I was like, well, I got to call the owners. Like, it's a good deal. I think they should take it. She's like, no, call the owners, go with the contract. And that was my first listing that I got under contract. In the month of November, which was 6 months in, I closed, it was like boom, 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 back to back. I closed 4 deals that month.
Wow.
So
What were you doing?
What was I doing?
Yeah, what were you doing to get business?
Social media. Like, I've been on social media since day one. I've been on Facebook, Instagram.
Whenever I read your, like, Instagram handle, I always read it Schmilton.
Schmilton? Yeah. if you don't break it up. And, you know, Instagram doesn't allow you to do, like, the caps and all that stuff. So, yeah, it definitely looks like Schmilton. But Instagram and Facebook has definitely been my best friend. If Instagram and Facebook were to go away, I'd struggle, to be quite honest. Yeah. But that's... I don't spend a lot of money on print, on anything else but digital, social media.
Do you promote any posts or not?
I do. Yeah. I do. I've gotten better at it. Before, I was promoting anything and everything and trying to get leads. Now, for me, it's more branding. It's more brand awareness. I just want you to see that Realtor Sherm is here and he sells real estate and he can help you with any of your questions, any of your problems. I just want to be in the back of your mind. I want you to possibly, you know, potentially see my ads once a day, twice a day, and whenever you are looking to buy a house, like, hey, that Sherm kid sells houses, like let me call him up, you know.
Mm-hmm. So I see you're pretty involved with the association. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what you are involved in and how that has helped you? Because I know that's like one of your first tips for new agents, right?
Yes. Get involved with the association. Definitely, for sure. Get involved in the association. So I'm with Greater Tampa Realtors. I was a part of East Pasco when I originally started, and then we merged. So we're all one now. And this year, so I'm a director for 2 years. I sit on the board of directors, and then I'm also the YPN co-chair, which is a young professionals network. Which is great for newer, not just young agents, but newer agents as well, to get involved in. And the reason why I mentioned, you know, you definitely should get involved in the association as a new agent is because there are a lot of resources that you don't necessarily know about. You get to meet a lot of new people. You get to know the staff. And there's just a lot of great classes that you can take throughout the association.
So definitely like a wealth of knowledge that's there that for free.
For free. And a lot of folks, they don't go. And I'm like, why aren't you going to take advantage of it? Like, you pay for it. You pay us your dues. You pay a lot of money for dues every single year. So why not come to the association and take some of those classes that we offer? You know, if you have any questions, pick up the phone and call, you know, one of our staff members. If you see a director, like, call the directors. Like, if there's something that you don't like, reach out to us and let us know. That's our job. Our job as, you know, director and executive team is to service and look out for, you know, our 13,000 plus members.
Mm-hmm. So why are you so involved now if you're like not so new anymore?
Mm-hmm. So I got involved when I was a part of East Pasco in the office one day, my broker, I was complaining. I was like, hey, I don't like this. I don't like that. Because again, I came from, you know, a corporate background, which there was, you know, the format was different. And then when I came to East Pasco, it was like, why are y'all doing it this way? Like, it's 2020. Like, it's technology. Like, we're not in the dinosaur age anymore. And I always complain. Like, every week it was a new complaint. My broker, which, you know, she's a past president, she was like, if you don't like it, why don't you change it? And I was like, that was deep right there. And I was like, you know what? Why not? And so I went through D6, which is this leadership program, through the district. So it was few districts throughout Florida. Went through D6, graduated, and then that following year, I ran for a director position through East Pasco, and I became a director with them.
Nice, nice. So obviously your first 6 months was pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for new agents that are in their first 6 months, first year? Maybe they're not seeing deals. Maybe it's only one, two. What advice do you have for them?
First of all, don't panic. Because no lie, so I panicked like towards the end. I mean, because as a new agent, it's very expensive. You're spending a lot of money. You're paying your MLS dues, your super fees, your classes, you know, business cards, marketing materials. So don't panic. You definitely want to save some money, but don't panic. You just got to have faith. I hate to say that, but just have faith, believe in yourself. But you also got to get up, you know, and do something. So my biggest thing was I wasn't selling houses my first 6 months. But if you got on my Instagram page, dude, like you thought Sherm was selling like every house in Dade City because I was always doing a tour. So I'm like, hey, what's up, folks? It's Realtor Sherm. Let's check out this 19, you know, 25 bungalow here in downtown Dade City. Doing tours, anytime a new listing hit the market, I went and saw it. I didn't have a buyer, but I felt that I needed to know what was going on in my community. And if I had a buyer that called me, hey, Sherm, I want to see, you know, 14th Street. I'm like, no, that's not for you. You know, X, Y, and Z is wrong with it. Or, you know, it's a busy street. I know you have a kid. Just those things. So new agents definitely should go into the office every single day. See what properties are new and go check them out and just stay active. That was the biggest thing. One of my old mentors was like, get up and go to the office every single day. No matter if you ain't got nothing to do or not, get up and go to the office. If you do nothing but read, you know, read something about real estate. YouTube, you can watch YouTube videos. There's Tom Ferry that you can get for free. You know, I know some folks that are spending like mad money a month to be coached by him. But it's like, no, like go on YouTube and watch some of his content for free. So as a new agent, I definitely recommend, you know, going into the office every single day, being active, not, you know, panicking. Take full advantage of your association and find someone that they like, find a mentor. That's the biggest thing that I wish I would have done early on. Like my broker is always my mentor, but I wish I would have reached out to other agents that, that were younger, kind of that looked like me, you know, that understood some of my struggles, if that makes any sense. Just because real estate's it's tough and, you know, there's not always a blueprint for everyone out there. That's one thing I wish I would have taken advantage of. So I'd advise, you know, other folks, you know, new in the industry, find someone on social. It's easier now to connect with anyone. I mean, I have friends, Miami, Atlanta, that I can call and like, hey, what's up? How's it going? I'm having this issue. Or, hey, what are you doing marketing wise? And they're not afraid to share their ideas and share their tips and over templates. So that's the biggest thing. Ask for help. And I always tell folks all the time, you know, the folks that are willing to help, like folks, there's a lot of folks out there that's willing to help you. Because I've had folks come to me later and was like, oh, I wish I would have reached out to you a long time ago. I was like, why didn't you? I was like, oh, I was intimidated. I was scared. I was like, what were you afraid of? It's like, oh, like I thought you were going to look at me as competition. Absolutely not. There's too many houses. Like I can't sell all the houses in the area, you know, so call me. I mean, yeah, for new agents, call me, call Realtor Sherm. If you have a question, you need help, call me. That's the biggest thing. Just reach out to anyone for help.
Yeah, that's great advice. Now, you mentioned it being so expensive for new agents to get started. How expensive is it? Like, how much should you save every month or should you expect? Should you get a part-time job?
So real estate is very expensive to get started. And I like to be full transparent. So let's say I had some cash saved. I had probably about 4 months saved where I could pay all my bills, you know, and win cash. That 6 month, when I tell you that 6 month, I was struggling. I started looking for a new job. So let's see, I'd say save at least 6 to 8 months cash that you can pay all your bills. But like I'd say like, so from month 0 to 6, I had so much credit card debt, dude. It was ridiculous. And full transparency. I had like $15,000 in credit card debt my 6 month in. Wow. I had been paying all my bills, but like, you know, to market myself, to just going out, meeting people, going to different events, gas, just all these things that, you know, I didn't really plan for. And so November, I was like, oh, I'm looking at my credit card statement. I was like, I'm broke and I have, you know, all this credit card. Then I started to panic a little bit. But, you know, those four deals that I had that helped me out a lot. So what I did, I paid a good chunk off November and then I refinanced everything into like one lump sum through Discover for 9.99%. And then I just paid that off, you know, the closings after then. But no, it's definitely, you need, I'd say 6 to 8 months of your personal expenses saved. But then you also need to figure out like, how much are your association fees going to be? How much are your super fees, your MLS dues, and all these different dues that you have to have? Like you have to have these services in order to sell real estate.
That sounds like a lot of money.
It is. It really is, but it's definitely rewarding. Mm-hmm. Which it's one of those things. You got to treat real estate like it's your own business.
Right.
The more you put in, the more you'll get out.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. And when you think about it, I mean, most people don't have that kind of money in savings. Like I think I read a statistic online yesterday. It was like not even 70% of people have enough for $1,000 emergency.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just that alone kind of boggles your mind that if you're going into real estate with everything else and all the other expenses, if you're trying to do it full time, which I've heard real estate's that kind of thing that you need to do full time in order to see the returns from it.
Correct. And so, yeah, no, like I started out doing real estate part time. And then one of my mentors was like, hey, if you want to start seeing results, you need to go full time, which it made so much sense once I did. I was like, no, I need to do this part time. I mean, because I did all types of side hustles in the beginning. I was driving for Uber. I was driving for Lyft. I was mystery shopping. I was doing Shipt grocery shopping. I was working at Publix. I was consulting on the side a little bit. There are so many different side hustles that I was doing to make cash and to make ends meet. And like whenever I was like, you know what, cut it all off. And I was able to focus all that time into real estate. That's when I saw the big change.
Really?
Yeah.
Just taking that leap.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that was super scary.
It was. But it was like, you know, it is what it is. Like if I fail, we'll just start all over again. We'll try something else out.
Yeah. Call mom. Call grandma. Help.
Mama.
Help. Well, awesome. Do you have any other closing remarks that you want to add?
No, I think that's everything. Just for, you know, newer agents out there, definitely reach out to folks that you see on social. Like, it's cool. It's cool to slide in someone's DM. A lot of folks like, oh, I don't want to slide in their DMs. Like, yo, slide in DMs all day, every day. If you need help, ask for it. That's the thing, because my biggest thing is if I help you now, once we close a transaction together, hopefully it goes smooth because you know everything. And that's the biggest key. That's one of the things that I've learned now. Because Sherm, Realtor Sherm, 2 years ago, I would have talked so much trash to some agents. Realtor Sherm now, I try to, it's not about me for one. I try to uncomplicate the process. And if someone's struggling with something, the first thing I do now, because I'm like, why don't they know this? I'll go pull their numbers. I'm like, let me go on MLS. Let me pull their numbers. Like, oh, sure, they're a new agent. That's why they don't understand this. Be nice. And so that's when like I'll step. I'm like, hey, like, let me help you. Like, this is the reason why we do X, Y, and Z. Or I explain the process and they appreciate it. And then we eventually become friends.
Right. So. Makes a lot of sense. All right. Well, what's your Instagram handle?
So Instagram, you can find me on Instagram at S Milton Third. So SMILTON3RD.
Awesome. Well, appreciate. Thank you so much for coming to our office.
Anytime.
And coming on this podcast. Really lovely podcast. Great information to share. So
perfect. Sweet. Thanks
Thank
for
you so
me.
Much, everyone. Have a good one.
Peace.